From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's opposition leader says peace agreement does not rule out lawful protest action. Montserrat Soufre Hill volcano spews more ash. Owen Arthur led Commonwealth ministerial mission to talk bananas with Americans in Washington. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Just days after signing the CARICOM-brokered peace agreement at the Heads of Government Summit in St. Lucia, opposition leader Desmond Hoyt has told his supporters in Guyana that they should keep up the pressure on the government. The call comes as the PPP administration of President Janet Jagan announced plans to implement one of the terms of what's been called the St. Lucia Agreement. Parliament is to introduce a bill to reinstate the opposition PNC members who lost their seats. But at a mass rally in Georgetown last night, Mr. Hoyt told his supporters to remain vigilant and even ready to resume the street demonstrations. Colin Smith reports.
Having missed six consecutive sittings of Parliament, the seats of the PNC parliamentarians automatically became vacant. Next Friday, however, the government plans to enact the necessary legislation to enable the PNC parliamentarians to take up their seats in the National Assembly. This was agreed upon by President Janet Jagan and opposition leader Mr. Desmond Hoyt after a meeting with Caribbean heads of government last week. That meeting was called in an attempt to find a solution to the political crisis in Guyana, which for the last 2 weeks in June took the form of violent anti-government street protests. However, speaking last night at his first public meeting since signing the St. Lucia Agreement, Mr. Hoyt told thousands of his supporters that he maintains that the elections were rigged, that the government of President Jagan is illegitimate. He also said that the agreement does not